Wednesday, May 1st. I'm really into drugs lately. Haven't done one besides weed, and I can't remember how long. I'm just very into the concept or the idea that drugs are becoming mainstream in a medical and life optimization kind of way. People who are authorities, accomplished, are out there talking now. It's not taboo anymore. Like, it's becoming a thing. Johns Hopkins is doing studies, and it's not something that is now, you know, only reserved for the delinquents or the people who are all fucked up or the people who aren't going to go anywhere. People who are very accomplished, who have a lot of authority, who have fame, wealth, knowledge, credibility, are openly talking about tripping, MDMA, psilocybin, mushrooms, LSD, ketamine, ibogaine, as treatments on one hand, you know, in medicinal ways, but also in just expanding of consciousness and taking you and your mind and taking it to a place that we are blocking ourselves off from seeing in our regular state. And I'm incredibly intrigued by this. And I believe that it is on the pathway now to, sometime in my lifetime, and maybe even a lot sooner than that, you know, maybe in the next decade, we are going to be able to sign up for a class like we do for yoga or SoulCycle or the new craze being, you know, Inscape, like go sign up to get a cushion to go meditate. Like, what's the next level of meditation? You go, you sign up online for a cushion, but you go and when you're there, you have a guided LSD experience. You take a microdose, you take MDMA, and there's a guide, a teacher, an instructor, just like there is for SoulCycle, and they are guiding you through this process. You do it, you have this experience, and then you're out. Now, a lot of people hear this and think it's absolutely insane because you're just not up to date on what people are actually talking about. Like, these type of drugs, these hallucinogens really are like non-toxic and non-addictive. They are so much better than the opioids and the over-the-counter drugs that the volumes of Xanaxes of the world that people live on and are, you know, considered normal, quote unquote, for doing those type of things. This is coming, guys. It's here, and I am incredibly intrigued. And it's weird because it's not like I'm like, oh, this gives me a way to like trip again. And like, you know, I did mushrooms once and did not enjoy it. So for me to like be like excited about the idea of this is interesting. You know, it's a different. It's not about that. It's not about, yeah, let's go to a rave and get fucked up and take mushrooms. It's the idea that you can do shit that's not bad for you, that could be tons of upside. Like, people that I'm listening to who I really wholeheartedly respect are talking about these being, you know, taking mushrooms once, it's a life-altering experience. Like, you see things and it removes these filters that we have and allows you to see other parts of the world that are happening right around us that we're usually just closed off to. And that to me is incredibly exciting. So I'm interested. I'm going to keep listening and reading and learning. And then who knows, maybe experimenting and, maybe one day going online and right next to yoga class, I click on mushroom class and click that button and go in and, have that experience with friends. 'Cause that would be cool. And I actually think that that's where this ends up. Some world we live in, huh?